Okay, let's hear now from Americans in their own words about the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Sergio Martinez Beltran of member station WPLN has been asking people in Tennessee for their thoughts.
Tennessee is one of the states where voters strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing. Anthony Wiggins has been streaming all of the hearings. The 43-year-old owns a security company in Murfreesboro, a more conservative part of Middle Tennessee. Wiggins says the testimony probably won't sway his opinion.
Right now, I would still vote for Donald Trump again. God knows I wouldn't want to be on trial for hearsay.
Wiggins is among the 65% of Americans who have already made up their minds regarding impeachment. That's according to a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. James Lively is a Republican who also lives in Murfreesboro. He sees impeachment as an effort by Democrats to influence the 2020 election.
Because I know the young, ignorant voters, don't know any better. And they're easily persuaded.
But in Nashville, one of the more liberal parts of Tennessee, plenty of voters support impeachment. Josephine Johnson is a musician who says she doesn't need to watch the hearings.
I mean, I feel like it's already been proven, right? It's the formality and the due process that comes now.
But not all of Trump's opponents are on the same page. That's because even if the House impeaches Trump, the Senate is unlikely to remove him from office. 21-year-old student Zylan Smith says people should turn their focus toward the 2020 election.
Some of the effort that we put into trying to get him impeached and trying to break down what is actually wrong that he did, that should be effort that we should be putting into seeing these candidates, like who is really looking out for us, who should we be trying to endorse to get next so we can get him out.
For others, the current debate over impeachment further reduces their faith in government. Sean Michel is a musician who's visiting from Arkansas. He doesn't vote because he says he doesn't believe what most politicians say.
I just think the sides are stupid. Republicans are stupid. Democrats are stupid. We're all stupid. And it's just pointless in my opinion.
So far, there's little sign that 3 days of hearings has changed anyone's minds. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Nashville.